You're listening to KMUN News for Tuesday, May 6th. I'm Katie Frankowitz with local and regional news produced by your community radio station. To hear the full broadcast along with news from NPR, tune in to KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM every weekday beginning at 7:59 a.m. And now, the news. More than a dozen people are vying for four positions on the Warrenton-Hammond School District Board. Now, a former kindergarten teacher has filed a $1.3 million lawsuit against one of them. The lawsuit was filed by Laura Phelps against Mandy Simonson about 10 days before ballots were mailed out for the May 20th election. In the lawsuit, Phelps, a former Warrenton grade school teacher, alleges a campaign against her by Simonson that includes secretly recording her, posting edited portions of those recordings on social media, and making social media posts accusing Phelps of mentally abusing children at the grade school, among other things. Phelps' lawsuit claims Simonson also attempted to get her fired and spread rumors and allegations that have ruined Phelps' reputation and impacted her career and her ability to secure employment. Phelps is suing for alleged defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, intentional interference with economic relations, and invasion of privacy. Simonson says she posted her concerns on Facebook because they had not been addressed through formal complaints. She feels the timing of the lawsuit with the school board election is targeted. Simonson's sister-in-law, Mindy Little, is also running for an open seat on the school board. Little was dismissed from her role as Warrior Academy principal in February, following an investigation into complaints filed against her by district staff, including Phelps. Little has denied the allegations of misconduct. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian, online at dailyastorian.com. A commercial fisherman found an unusual species of crab in the Columbia River last month, alarming wildlife officials in Oregon and Washington. OPB's April Ehrlich has more.
Chinese mitten crabs are native to countries in East Asia. They haven't been seen in the Pacific Northwest until late April, when a commercial fisher caught one east of Astoria. He contacted the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. Matthew Hunter is the agency's shellfish biologist.
It was good on the fishermen for having the insight to report it rather than just saying, oh, what's that, and throwing it overboard and never saying anything about it.
Hunter doesn't know if this crab is just a one-off or if there are more mitten crabs in the Columbia River, which could spell trouble. Mitten crabs like to burrow, which could damage water dams and levees, and they're not easy to catch, so eradicating them would be difficult. Hunter advises people in the area to keep an eye out for these hairy-clawed, long-legged crabs and report them to state officials. I'm April Ehrlich, reporting.
A recent viral video claimed the Port of Seattle had been reduced to a ghost town, sparsely populated with only a few container ships. Looks, though, can sometimes be deceiving. The numbers from Northwest Seaport Alliance say volumes so far this year across the region are actually up compared to last year. In March, it was an 18% increase, partially attributed, port officials say, to companies getting ready for tariffs from the Trump administration. But those officials are also cautioning that if the trade war continues, a big slowdown is ahead with implications for consumers and companies. KNKX's Emil Moffitt caught up with one Seattle entrepreneur to ask how she's preparing to deal with tariffs.
The CEO and founder of Molly Moon's Ice Cream is Molly Moon Neitzel. Molly Moon's has big plans for this year. The company is expanding its footprint to include shops in West Seattle and Kirkland, and here on the waterfront, at the edge of Pioneer Square, inside the old Washington Street boat landing.
You know, we're standing here looking at Habitat Beach, which is this really wonderfully restored, gorgeous, native plants, full, rocky Washington Coast beach. It is magical down here at sunset.
Founded in 2008, Molly Moon's is known for its Pacific Northwest-inspired flavors, like honey lavender, iced latte, and strawberry from the Skagit Valley, but not mango.
People are always like, why don't you have mango ice cream? And I'm like, because mangoes come from so far away.
This use of mostly local ingredients would seem to insulate Molly Moon's from tariffs. But then you factor in ingredients like sugar and chocolate and coffee that have to be imported. Neitzel says the 10% across-the-board tariffs on imports was one thing. But then she found out the compostable spoons used at Molly Moon's were made in China and subject to a 145% tariff.
Just the tariff on those alone were going to be between $90,000 and $250,000 a year.
Again, that's $90,000 to $250,000 extra each year just to bring in compostable spoons from China to the U.S. Neitzel says she's having conversations with her supplier about sourcing the spoons from Thailand. She's also exploring buying American-made spoons, which she'd be okay with if it made economic sense. But
it never feels good to have to be having those conversations in a way that feels like you're sort of under the gun.
Port officials here in Western Washington say spoons for ice cream sundaes at Molly Moon's represent only a small fraction of the flow of imports that could soon slow to a crawl.
I'll tell you, our dashboard lights are blinking a warning right now.
That's Port of Seattle Commissioner Ryan Calkins, who says the impact of the tariffs is just starting to be felt.
Well, we won't have concrete numbers until those ships come in or don't. We're forecasting somewhere between 20 and 40% reduction in the number of vessel calls coming in.
He says that will ripple through the economy.
The terminal operators call in shifts based on how much demand there is at the port. And so if there's no merchandise to move, then the longshore workers, the truck drivers, are going to be told not to come in.
Then he says customers might find empty shelves, and small businesses might find it tough to plan for the future because of the uncertainty.
If you can't count on a tariff structure to be somewhat steady over time, it makes it really hard for you to do long-term planning, and therefore you're more reluctant to make investments.
Back on the waterfront, Molly Moon Neitzel is counting the days until her newest ice cream shop opens. But she's also concerned for what the tariffs will mean for her ability to do business the way she wants to do it.
I really don't want to raise our prices this year. We needed to raise prices a lot through the pandemic to increase wages. And that is not in our budget this year. It's not in the plan. It feels very shaky right now, and we just didn't need this giant slam in our faces from all of these tariffs.
She says this uncertainty is not a good way to run a business, and in her words, it's not a good way to run a country. I'm Emil Moffitt in Seattle.
You just listened to KMUN News, featuring local and regional news produced by your community radio station with help from our news partners. For even more news, visit kmun.org/news. You can also send news tips and story ideas to news1@kmun.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at kmun.org. To catch our morning broadcast during the week, tune in to KMUN 91.9 FM at 7:59 a.m. That's all for today. See you tomorrow.